Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show tonight here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1, and it's Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2013. So it's Wednesday evening, but we're just going to do Q&A tonight with you guys. So if you have questions that you would love to hear Ron's input on, do please send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Make them as short as you can, and just pop in the subject bar there that you'd like that read on the air tonight, Wednesday, August 14th. And if they're real short, you can type them into the fast chat too. That's fine. So I guess let's, if everyone wants to pull up the picture of the light being on the BBS page or on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, then we'll have Ron activate that for everybody. Ron, are you there? Not hearing you, Ron. Oh, there you are.
Yep. So here we go. Let's activate the light beam. So here we go. One, we're getting peace energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you should feel some peace around you, everybody, and through you. And I guess we'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. Well, our first question for this evening is about the Galactic Federation clearing that you put up, ages ago, actually, but you put up as a free clearing a number of months ago for all of us on the website, creationlightship.com. And somebody is wondering if they can use this clearing on animals, I guess our pets, and also if we can use it on plants, if they're getting messed with by the Galactic Federation. So maybe, Ron, you can let us know what we need to use that clearing for.
Sure. So, yeah, it'll work for anything you want to put in there. Anything on this planet, actually. So they may want to maybe harvest your plants. Maybe they may want to harvest you. You know, so anything that you want to put in there that they may be abducting for themselves to enjoy or to eat or whatever, you know, or to control. So, yeah, I don't see any reason why not, because it could actually help you out a lot by having them get off of you. So that's what it's up there for, is to get rid of the energy. In fact, we'll do one right now. And there's a lot of alien races and species that's out there. And we'll just, I like to always do the ones that most people really understand or have heard about anyway. And for some people, it might really push your button because you may think they're really good. So the first one we're going to do is the Great White Brotherhood, and just kind of see how your body feels when you release the energy. So one, remember, if they're corded to you, connected, you're going to feel a shift if you're a feeling or sensing person. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do the other one, which people talk about, which is Ashtar Command. Here we go. We release that energy from you. So remember, if they're connected to you, that's probably against your free will, and they shouldn't be connected. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Now, if you're looking for that clearing, if you haven't done it yet, it's a whole life clearing. And on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you'd go to the home page, and over on the left, you'll start scrolling down that dark blue section. And it's not listed under the sample healings where the other free ones are. You need to get down to the section called Alien Attack Removals. And the second one listed there is Galactic Federation Clearing. So you click on that. You'll then get taken to the page that looks just like the one where we normally would buy a clearing through PayPal. But just above the part where you put your name in and the price and everything, you'll see the codes for present life and for the unlimited version. So that's how you go about getting this particular clearing now that it's free. So I guess, Ron, if somebody knows they've been involved with those groups or they've been to a lot of channelings perhaps and are probably hooked up, would it be worth using the custom box on that clearing, because all these whole life clearings have a custom box, using that to maybe clear for a few hours around any particular events that they were at or books maybe that were read or channelings that were attended? What do you think about that?
Yeah, the more you do, the better off you are. So remember, the aliens are very sneaky and cagey, and so you may want to do a lot of maybe hours if you know you've been hooked up, and do more than what you think you may need because you may need more. So the interesting fact is some people don't think they need something until they try the clearing, and they go, wow, I feel much better afterwards. So we'll see if we have any comments coming in. You might feel interviewed yourself. Another one of the groups that people have heard about or maybe the Palladian. So we'll clear that energy off here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see. Let's do the Andromedans for people, just to do a little sampling here. And if your body jerks or tingles or you start shaking a little bit or something, you know that they've had a cord on you. And we're just taking away some of that energy. So you want to go on and do that clearing. And it's a free clearing now. So get in there and take advantage of it to have a better life. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the Andromedans here. So 1, 2, 3. This is still pretty strong. So we'll doing it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels better to me. Second time around. Okay, let's do. Let's see. What's another race that, I guess Arcturians, we can do those here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one that people have heard about are the Syrians, so let's release those energies from you. Now, this is just a sample that we're doing. You know, you could have 1,000. I'm taking away a couple, but you're going to feel a little better afterwards. So here we go. Syrian energy is being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do you have any other suggestions, Terry, or anything from people? Maybe they're requesting something.
I'm not seeing any requests. I'm just trying to think. I don't know. What about the Greys? Oh, yeah, we do. Reptilians and greys, Serena's asking. Sorry, I just noticed that.
Okay, well, we'll do reptilians here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do greys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So hopefully you have felt something. Well, I guess I should reverse that. If you're a real sensitive person, I'm hoping that you didn't feel anything, which means that they don't have you. But we all know that's not the case. But anyway, I guess if anybody would like to call in if they did experience something on this last healing here from the Galactic Federation, you know, if you want to describe what you went through during the clearing, we could do that and have you call in. That would be nice. So we got on here. Get rid of cobra looking. Okay, so here's an alien race that looks like a cobra. That's from on the fast chat here. So here we go. Cobra energies. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, yes, there we go, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we've got one more request here for the Andromeda Council.
Okay. Andromeda Council. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to try something here. It may not be valid. I don't know. Some people talk about Ashtar Command, and Ashtar is a female. They call it sometimes Lady Ashtar, I believe. But I haven't heard of a male. So let's assume that she's married, okay? Or has a boyfriend. Maybe they're connecting to you. So let's just do that energy here. We'll just see what happens. I don't have a clue. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm getting a visual of a praying mantis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just rephrase that. That's what I was picking up. May not be correct, but we'll get rid of the praying mantises now. So I'm not saying that this is associated with the Ashtar Command, but we'll do praying mantises right now since it showed up, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, they're pretty strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Now we have a question here, kind of an interesting question that goes with the radio shows. And before I forget, I just want to remind everybody, when you if you do the Galactic Federation clearing online, don't forget to go in, and this applies to all your online clearings, don't forget to go over to the New Earth Transport clearing and write in, write in the name of the clearing that you did and transport your retrieved parts over there. So we have a question here, Ron, about the spirit integration portion of the clearings. Now, the question is that on all clearings? And I'm not sure if it is. It's on the vast majority of them. But this person's wondering, since this is important for ascension, getting your spirit back and integrated, do we need to run this part of another clearing by itself after we run, after we listen to a radio archive?
Yeah, that would be a good idea, yes. And, you know, you may want to do spirit integration maybe once a day just for a short amount of time. That might help you out, maybe 15 minutes or something. So that's always very nice. It's a little different than the Be Here Now clearing. The Be Here Now will bring your spirit here, but the integration is normally after you do a clearing, and then it will come into your body a little stronger. So you may want to just do it daily, just to do it. Most of the whole life clearings, I don't think I have it on the page because we didn't set it up that way initially, but you could just go into one of the free clearings and find it right there and add that to it. So, yes, as much as you want to do that one, that's fine. I would just think, you know, 15 minutes of that a day would probably be adequate for everybody.
Okay, yeah. That was the question of where, what clearing to take that, do that on. And the easiest way to do is just to open up several of the sample clearings or free clearings have the spirit integration section on them. So we can all just use that easily enough. Okay. So let's see. We have a question here, just wanting to confirm how many death barcodes somebody has. Ron, their initials are SD. And
okay, SD, huh? What I'm picking up right now is 4.
4, okay. All right, so 4 to clear.
Yes,
all
and
right.
Then after, do that, yeah, after you do that, we'll do the same amount of, you know, the 4 of them. Most people do the death barcodes maybe on a weekend or something because it takes a while. So the 4 would actually, you know, take, 2 hours, you know, to do each one. So that's 8 hours. And then maybe the next week do the other part of the clearing, which I have found out from some people they kind of forgot about it for some reason. But you want to do the next part of the clearing, which is the stress death barcode, I believe. And so do that for 4 times, too. And that will make you feel a lot better. So, in fact, I'll just do a stress release for people, and it would be sort of similar, but the barcode is much more ingrained in you. So here we go, stress, releasing some stress from you. Think of a stressful occurrence or occasion or phone call or something that you've experienced. Here we go, releasing some stress. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how you're feeling. Now, what happens is when you have a clearing, it takes away that situation. So on these samples, it'll just be the one that you're looking at. And if you revisit it again, you should feel a lot less stressful about it. And or maybe it might just be kind of released. You may still see it in your, you know, in your mind's eye or whatever, the way you, you know, hold on to stuff. But basically, the intensity of the emotions on that, whatever that would be, should be pretty much zeroed out. Kind of like, oh, well, this happened to me, been there, done that, and I can move on. Otherwise, it's going to haunt you. And you don't want to have anything haunting you, because then you have courting from people going on and everything else. So it gets to be, you know, just a bad situation for that. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, so I think it was Monday, Shannon called into the show, and you had told her that there was an emotional body left from somebody who had died, I believe, in her bathroom. And she says she's done lots of space clearings on their master bathroom, and she's just wondering if you could see if she got rid of it.
Yeah, it looks like most of it's gone. I'd say 95%, maybe even more. So it feels like it worked.
Okay, great.
How she feels about it, but it looks like it's you know, well on its way out and gone. You know, that's what I'm picking up. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, good. All right. All right, we have another question. Hi, Ron. I don't know if you can answer this question, but last night I saw shadow people walking around my bed. So she's wondering
okay.
what that might be about. Any insight?
I don't know. Let's just release it here, I guess. You know, it's hard to say what goes on and how things come in and everything else. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just check out that location, and we'll just see if it seems to be better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Next question. This is from a guy who has a back problem. Feels weird in his upper back, and he wants to know if you can tell him what's causing it. And he's already done timeline crashes and barcode removals, but it's still there.
Well, I need to know if he has any history of a condition like that, if it just all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, came in. So I would need to kind of know that.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's like trying to do a psychic reading and stuff, and, you know, I don't normally do those. So if I can get more information, then I can maybe see what else is connected to it. It's sort of like that one clearing that we did, and I refer to this off and on with the dog bite. It's on a BBS show a long time ago, and you may want to listen to it, everybody, if you haven't. I think we went through about 20 different energies or something just to release a simple dog bite pain energy or something. So,
yeah,
but
you did a lot of invisible bodies on that one. It's listed on the top of the Ron's website in the drop-down box there in the archives that are sort of separated out. Sorry, Ron, I spoke over you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. So I'll do a pain release. We'll see if that helps. We'll see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That works for everybody else listening, too. We'll have to do it again. Just look at your pain energies, everybody. If you have pain in your body, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So over on the fast chat, Manny is saying, I have been attacked by a blonde woman, blonde alien woman dressed in blue. So, let's see.
We need to know if that's a physical person or one that he had in his dreams or something. So I need to have more information on that.
Okay. All right. So maybe you can type that in or send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. All right. So, okay, next question is about crop circles. What, this person is wanting to know what to do about crop circle essences and photos sent to them that they were told would help with a prior, with an attack before they learned about CLS. So they've asked for any negative energies to be removed and for them to be imbued with peace. They've done an object clearing, I guess, on the photos.
I just need a little more clarity. So did they get sent these pictures because they wanted to have a healing from the crop circle? Is that what I understand, or is that not what was stated?
Well, they did get sent the photos sent to me that I was told would help with an attack. So, yeah, I guess that's the gist of it. This person had an attack, and somebody sent them crop circle pictures to help with it.
Boy, very strange. At least, I guess it probably isn't, you'd want to probably go on the clearing I would say maybe the Texas bells, or Cursus Texas bell clearing, because that energy could be probably used for the crop circles because of what they're transmitting. Remember, if it's a transmission from something, which is what it sounds like the crop circles are doing, so I'm assuming that the person who sent them maybe realized or thought that the crop circles are there to give healing. And so that may be a dark side practitioner, or, you know, typically the Curtis Texas spell clearing to get that released. So I would go into that clearing and probably do that. Maybe even on the alien attack page, you could do that too. And maybe even do some orb clearing, because orbs are normally associated with crop circles. That's what I would recommend doing. And if anybody else has any suggestions, maybe input that, you know, onto, you know, the BBS fast chat, and we'll read it. It'd be interesting to see. Maybe somebody else had a similar situation. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. You had told somebody a little bit ago that they had four death barcodes on them, and now they're wondering if the spirit barcode got put back on them.
That doesn't normally happen, so I would say probably not.
Okay.
It could, but most of the time, I'd say 95% of the time, it would not, but you may want to just redo that clearing if you're in doubt or you think you might need it. But typically they're not going to do that, but I have had a few people, I don't know, I would say maybe four people who have done the clearing have had something reattached to them. And that isn't, you know, a lot of people. So I'd say almost everybody, it will not be reattached to do that. Clear it off once and normally it's gone. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so follow-up question on the crop circle. So I think we need more information because this just says they want to know how to clear it. Some others can see it. I've tried everything. Any more help, info for ongoing attack? So when you say I've tried everything, can you send another email and say what you mean by that, which clearings you've tried? I'm thinking also, Ron, crop circles are obviously in a physical location. They're on ley lines. Those things are always on ley lines. And I don't know if you need to do a cording release to the place, to the location, if you know what crop circle and when it was. You could probably timeline crash because it was done in time, but maybe you can email back, and when you say, I have tried everything, you can be a little bit more specific so that we can see if there's any gaps in there. Okay, so back to the back question, the sore back. You wanted more information, Ron, so the email has come saying, yes, I've had a history of it mainly at my desk at work and when I was at school. It happens when I'm under stress and tired. I thought it was cording from a coworker, enemy, or a hole in my energy from age 13, on and off until now, current age 25.
Okay, so let's see here. I'll do a clearing at the age of 13, and we'll just see if that tends to work. You may want to do some timeline crashes on the ages if you haven't done that. But here we go. One, clearing age 13. If anybody else has a problem with a back condition or something that's you know, been going on for quite a while, we'll do a clearing for that for you. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And since you have a condition of pain or a problem, let's look for alien critters. So let's do an alien critter release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Give them some critters out. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So, next question, somebody is wondering if we need to do the spirit barcode clearing for our pets. The animals have these.
I would do that, yeah, because they could be taking pets away, too, and animals. But if you have a pet or an animal, what we'll do right now is clearing to make that pet or animal real before your eyes. And if you don't have a pet or animal, then I'll work with maybe a plant or flower that you could have in your house or something. So if it's on the East Coast, you have nothing around you, then you may be, it'll be hard to validate this here. But here we go. If you do have something in your house, kind of watch it. Normally, it'll kind of twist and jerk a little bit. It might move like air is blowing on it each time we bring in the new version of it. And you're going to be able to see your pet or animal really, or even like a goldfish or something, really look more vibrant. And it will probably have more energy coming off of that than your whole room has. And maybe even including yourself if you haven't had the clearings that we have on Thursday nights. And also the 8-hour calls that we have. The call on Thursday, we take off these phone replicas of people, of you, and bring in the real you. So here we go. Start releasing them here. So one, I'll probably count to 100 to release them, and just keep watching your plant or animal or whatever you have there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So this should be pretty good for most things. I'm going to make them real, and I'm going to count to 5. And remember, we took out 100 clone replicas that were in your particular plant or animal. Each time I did a count, it counted a number. One left, and a new one came in its place. Here we go, making it real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you'd like to call in and describe to us what you saw, this would be a great time to do so. Some people might be kind of skeptical, wondering what's going on and why we're doing this, and it doesn't make sense to them. But if you would like to call in, that would be great, because a lot of people, just love hearing other people's comments. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the numbers for calling in tonight, we're on Station 1, and they're listed under the play button. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in toll-free 888-627-6008, and we have a caller. Go ahead. I'm pretty sure I heard a beep. If you're there, you're on the line. Did you hear a beep, Ron?
Yep, I heard a beep.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, who's there?
Somebody with the mute button on. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, maybe they'll call back. So toll-free again tonight is 888-627-6008. And if that's busy, you can hop down to, let's see, line 4 and try area code 530-413-5011. So 530-413-5011. So, Ron, I realized Manny, having the attack from the blonde alien woman dressed in blue, is in a dream. The attack is taking place in a dream, so.
Okay, so everybody listening should know that all dreams are real. And so he was physically attacked on a timeline, even though here it's a dream, there it's a real situation. So the first thing is, I don't know where Manny was attacked at. It looks like one of the shoulders got attacked. To me, it could be somewhere else too, but I'm seeing shoulder energies, maybe right or left shoulder. Well, he only has two anyway, so it'd be right or left. It's more like on the right side than it does the left, though. So here we go. Never mind. So here we go. One, Lisa at two. 3, 4, and 5. There we go. See if that helps you. And do a bunch of timeline crashes on it. Since you brought a fourth in a dream, I would probably do a couple hundred timelines.
She was 7 feet tall, and her boyfriend was with her, too. I'm just seeing on the fast chat. My goodness. That's a real duck and cover. Okay, I did hear the beep again, so is anybody on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Great.
Right ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I had to call a police officer about a month ago, and it was just a minor occurrence, but he knocked on the door 3 times, a very stressful knock, and it kind of scared me. And later on, at about 2, and then he left after we talked a little bit. It was nice. And then later on, about 2 o'clock in the morning, a number of nights, I heard that 3 knocks, that stressful 3 knocks again.
Huh.
And I'm wondering, what is the source of that?
Boy, that's a good one.
I don't know if it's a real person or a timeline or what that would be.
Yeah, it could be the timeline being a copy and pasted in again. That's a possibility, and it's just kind of recycling on its own. I just do some basic timeline crashes on it to release that knock. At that particular time, you might even try to look at the time that it happened. Maybe it might mean something to you, the actual numbers on your clock or something, if you can remember that. But if not, I would just do that because you may have a timeline that's kind of looping, coming back into this reality here with nobody there.
Okay.
That one's a pretty one that would be pretty stressful for probably most people.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Larry, thank you for calling. So let's see here. There's a question from somebody, Ron, if you're running the half price special. That would be on the, if you buy a clearing on Ron's site for $100 or more, you can have a second one half off. So I think you are still doing that, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, great. All righty. So I'm just checking that there's nothing else in the fast chat question-wise. I'm not seeing anything. If you've typed anything in that I've whizzed over and missed, feel free to put that in again. Okay. Okay. Manny wants to do a healing for a friend in the U.S., but doesn't have a photograph of her. So I guess is wondering what you do in that situation.
Oh, just put the person's name in. So you would purchase the healing with their name, and it would be on your email. That's how the information comes back to you for the codes. So just do, you know, like it's, if it's, Sally Smith, just write down Sally Smith for the one who wants to get the healing. It'll come back to you on your email, the healing for Sally Smith. And then from there, go ahead and do it. And the person does not need to know that you're doing the clearing. And the absentee clearings typically could take about 3 days, sometimes a little bit longer, but normally 3 days to take full effect. And it all depends how the person feels the energy. And the light beams are very gentle. That's why it takes longer, because some people are not aware of the healing. Now, if you happen to know the person and you call them and say, hey, I'm going to do your clearing right now and see how you feel, then like if you do a whole light clearing, it may only take less than a half an hour to get everything set up and ready to go, and they could probably be on the phone with you or doing emails, and you can say, well, I'm doing this age now. Each age, counting down on the whole life clearing, is probably about 20 seconds. And what you're going to hear is my voice going like 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, and I go down to the 1st chakra. And then we do the next year. And so it'll be the year that you specify. So if the person is 30, then we'll start off at the age 30, which you'd put into the entry box, and hit the start button. There's an intensity level, and I'll describe that. The intensity level I had to put on because I had some people who said, Ron, it's just too much energy for me. It's just too difficult. I'm feeling I'm oversensitive. So I put the clearing up with an intensity level on it so you can change it. You won't have any more of a healing, okay? So if you go to, like, the lowest level or the highest, it's still going to work the same. It's just how you are perceiving the energy coming into you. That's how it works. So you have a choice of that to change how much you may be feeling the energy. But if you're doing it for a friend and they're on the phone with you, you can say, here it is. And if they're live with you as it's being done, then it will take place instantly. Otherwise, a lot of people just buy absentee people for maybe their grandchildren or their own children or a friend, and the friend and the people would not understand what they're doing, and it'd just be too complicated to try to explain it. Just do it, and it'll take normally 3 days to take effect. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. Now, Shannon has a follow-up question with her ghost in the bathroom that she did the space clearing for, that you say is 95% done or whatever. She's wondering what happens to an emotional body when you clear it using the space clearing. Does the creation light ship take that body, or what happens, she's wondering?
The body is put into quarantine. So because the Earth spirit is no longer living on this planet and integrated with it, if it was here, it would go back to the Earth spirit, because the Earth spirit left quite a while ago. Then at that point, the energy would be held in quarantine. So that emotional body, is not destroyed or anything else. It's just put in quarantine, waiting for ascension. And then at that point, the Earth spirit will deal with the energies. So back to you, Carrie. And I think we got a beep there.
I think we do, yes. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, this is Cece.
Hi.
Hi.
Go right ahead, you're on.
I was just going to comment on the critter clearing. I can feel that strongly. I felt it strongly. I don't know when it was, last week or something, when he was Ron, when you were clearing implants. So kind of speaking of clearings, I've been running some clearings on the house and just going down the list to, I'm not sure if I have ley lines or if I have this or I have that, but I've been just running down that list. And the difference that I feel with that is just, I walk through the house and it's almost like a feeling of everything being very clean and crisp. So my question was, are there any, can you feel if there's anything else that I should be clearing on the house?
It feels like maybe a clearing for house trauma. It looks like there's some trauma with the house.
Really?
It could be from the ground coming up to the house. It could be maybe I'll just kind of say maybe like an earthquake or something. Maybe the house shook. Maybe it had a big rainstorm on it to some point. It just feels like there's some trauma attached to it. And it could be from a person living in there. Let's just say that maybe a dog's in the house or the person's in the house, you know, maybe before you maybe got to the house there. And from there, maybe thunder and lightning struck around and the person got excited and nervous and afraid. And all that's transferred into the walls of the house. So it still could be there. So what I do is...
That's so interesting.
So I do a trauma clearing on the house that the person has imprinted the house with, and it'd probably feel a lot more peaceful.
Okay. And is that in the clearing space clearing page?
I don't know. Can you check that, Carrie? Do you know?
I don't think it's specifically listed, but I would think you could use the custom box for that. And then the other thing I was thinking was, how about using the self-empowerment clearing for the address for the house? Because I don't know if trauma is listed in there, but you could use the, you know, the little, in the drop-down box, hit other and put trauma in there for the house. Do you think that would work,
yes,
Ron?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that sounds fine for me. That's what I think I would do also.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Ina would probably work. Sorry, go ahead.
I would suggest everyone clears the places that they're living in. It's so important.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah. In fact, what I'll do is everybody, I'll just do a quick clearing for that.
Location.
Yeah, for that location where you're sitting right now, and I'll clear the energy around you 5 feet, 5 foot in diameter, so 2.5 feet radius. So, and then as you get up and move, you can actually feel the difference of the rest of the space around you. So we're going to put you like in a little bubble here. Just clear maybe your seat. You're probably on your computer, I would imagine. So here we go, clearing this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, this is trauma, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see if that helps everybody. So we need to...
I sure could feel that. Thank you so much, Ron.
Great. Okay. So we have another radio program coming up here. I need to get off. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. And we'll see you again on our next BBS program, which will be on Friday. And tomorrow we have our special call, getting rid of the clone replicas of people. And that's very interesting. So if you haven't been on this call, it's $20. Definitely get on it. It's 5:30 Pacific time. So thank you. Good night, everybody. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone. Thanks for your questions. Bye-bye.